Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. With us now is Republican candidate for Sedgwick County Treasurer Ben Sauceda. Ben, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Hey, thanks, John. It's good to be on here tonight.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So we're close to the advance ballots. They go out Wednesday, so I'm sure the campaign is ramping up. It was nice to see you and Brandy yesterday. We had a good discussion. I had your opponent on earlier. We talked about a number of issues. One of the things I actually hadn't had her expected her to bring up was her educational background. However, she mentioned she had a master's degree and you don't have a college degree. There's a lot to be said, frankly, about life experience, however, considering the size and scope of the office. The fact that the next treasurer has to be someone who is an administrator qualified to manage a large and complex department. I'm curious your thoughts on that. You know, are you that guy? Sure. Are you the guy that's got the life experience and it doesn't matter necessarily?
Sure. No, I want to correct a couple of things that were stated. One is I have had college credit hours. I've taken college classes there. I came from a working class family where I paid for education as I went. I didn't take out student loans. Because I wanted to pay for it as I went, and I didn't want to get myself into a situation I couldn't handle. So I went to college, first in my family, on my dad's side of the family, through that way to go to college, and I'm very proud of that. That said, the elitist mentality that states that a master's degree makes you more qualified to serve in public office is laughable at best. Even just last month, Donald Trump, President Trump, issued an executive order stating that with government jobs, they are now going to base it on skills and not education levels. I have the experience throughout my life that has been in administrative positions. I've led groups of individuals. I've filled out employee reviews. I've worked to resolve employee conflict and situations that take place. And that is something that differentiates me from my opponent. Yes, they have a degree that they paid for or is on loan for, however they're doing it. But that does not mean you have leadership skills. And that is what differentiates me.
No, I'm glad you pointed that out. I feel the same way. I did the same thing. I had to pay my own way through much of college. And, you know, you get a different perspective when you're having to, in my case, I had to bartend and wait tables. And yep. Trust me, yep. When you're having to go down to one point, I was only able to take one class a semester. Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's all I could afford as I was bartending. Yeah. So it gives you a different perspective for sure.
Exactly. And it's just a poor mentality to have as conservatives. We understand that, I mean, life experience, our country is built on the backbones of those who succeeded through hard work. And I'm not downplaying the importance of education. Anybody that has the opportunity to go on and to further their educational studies and do it in a responsible manner, hey, that's great. But you don't penalize and you don't look down on individuals who don't have that same level of degree there, because the opposite or the flip side to this coin is that I have the experience that she does not have.
So let's talk about that. Tell me about your experience. What qualifies you and what separates you from your opponent?
Sure. Like I said, again, a lot of it has to do with even the ability that I've had leading groups of individuals. Right now, I'm currently the deputy treasurer overseeing our tax department there. Working with them, we oversee the tax distribution that happens 6 times throughout a year, oversee the collection of all taxes and revenue into the county. Our department acts as the bank, really, for Sedgwick County, so we're processing millions of dollars through our department consistently. And work with people, letting them, letting our employees and our staff have the ability to, and I don't want to say dream in a light way, but to be able to be creative and expand their job, you know, knowing how to work with individuals to further their skills and to promote their benefits. I've been doing that my entire life, working with starting a Christian school at our church. I oversee some buildup, the implementation process that we went through with the National Association of Private Schools. So working with people, working in harmony, working for a common goal in leadership is something I've done my entire life.
Now, when you say you're the deputy treasurer, I'm not familiar with how the office is
sure.
laid out. Is there one deputy treasurer? Are you the only deputy yeah. treasurer? Are there multiples?
Yeah. Sure. So Linda Kazire serves as our treasurer.
Love
then
Linda.
We have a chief. Linda's great. Then we have a chief deputy, and then I serve as the deputy treasurer.
Gotcha.
There's only one deputy treasurer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then another thing, though, that I think is important is just the mindset. I'm a conservative at heart, John. You know that. We've worked
oh, yes.
on a lot of similar projects for
yes.
years. We've supported similar candidates throughout the years and making sure we get right people. You know, one thing that separates me from my opponent is I've never been one from the Park City Council bench to advocate for sales tax or property tax increases. And I've never gone on record stating that more spending is a good idea. When we can't match it with revenue. And that's the difference between me and my opponent. 3 years now we're on with increased spending of some sort or suggestions for tax increase. And that's a big difference. I'm a conservative at heart. I think we ought to operate this budget, though it's not legislative, it is executive. And style, the mindset of conservative principles guides how we ought to run this office efficiently, effectively, and responsible with taxpayer dollars.
Amen to that. Speaking of which, how do you plan to make the tag office more efficient? That is something that we got into a little bit yesterday, but
sure.
like we talked about, nobody hates going down to the tag office on Mondays or towards the end of the month.
Sure. I think there needs to be a few things that we can look at. One, we are looking at the kiosk systems, which would be similar to a satellite idea, but what they are, they'd be kiosks that are set up in different areas within the county where people could go and could do their renewal registrations there on that. Very simple. It's processed. They can make payment, and then it's sent to them. So those are in the process already. We've been working on those for the past year. Right now, we're waiting on Kansas Department of Revenue to finish providing the information that we need, but we're working and moving full steam ahead on that. Another thing we're wanting to do that really needs to happen is a new public service campaign of some sort here. And again, we want to be very careful with how we're doing this. But there are so many options available for citizens right now online to go online or to use mail options to avoid coming into the tax offices. And a lot of times we're just not aware that those exist. And so if we can promote, again, the idea of, hey, I can go to ICANN, I can go online and I can do my registration renewal, or I can mail in my renewal and not have to worry about sitting in there, that's going to relieve a lot of stress. But again, there's other options that we need to look at, but we have to be careful in any ideas that we throw out without looking and knowing how our budget process works. Because, again, the tag office is fully funded based upon the number of people that come into the office. We don't receive county dollars in the budget. It is simply done through people that come into the office. So we have to be very careful on how we're spending that money to say that how are we going to do that? There needs to be some better ways to look at.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Well, Ben, thank you again for coming on this evening. If folks want more information, they can visit bensauceda.com.
Sure.
It's bensauceda.com, correct?
That's correct. And again, the most important thing, I love to hit information, but the most important thing is I'm asking for your vote August 4th in the primary. If you're voting early by ballot, by mail, check bensalceda.com. I would appreciate it greatly.
See, look at that. He's already, I tell you, advanced ballots. That's the key. Thank you again, yes, Ben. Best of luck. Hey, get out there, door knock, do what you need to do. And well, either way, do you guys have, is there a Democrat running, or is the primary going to be the only
one? There is
a
Democrat that is running.
You do?
There is a Democrat running, yep. So this race will only halfway be settled August 4th. Now it'll be on to making sure that a Republican holds this office after the August 4th primary.
Amen to that, brother. Well, we'll talk to you either way. I'm sure we'll talk again. And if you end up the winner, we'll definitely talk to you and help you get over the hump in November. Okay, my friend?
Sounds great. Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks again, Ben. Coming up, we'll continue our 2020 candidate profiles with State Representative Jesse Burris from House District 82. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.